This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. A large tanker called Obi River has just sailed eastwards from Northern Europe to Japan. But here's the thing. It went through the Arctic Ocean, not the Suez Canal. It's the first time a ship like this has completed the voyage, and it shows just how dramatically the polar ice cap has melted. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports on how climate change is creating new business opportunities, especially for the Russians.
Obi River is not the first cargo ship to make the crossing, but it is the first big tanker to do so, carrying liquefied natural gas, perhaps the first of many. Gunnar Sander of the Norwegian Polar Institute says global warming is creating a viable new trade route through the Arctic Ocean.
The implication for shipping, first of all, is that you've had larger areas that are more or less ice-free, and you've had a longer season, which is navigable.
The Russian energy giant Gazprom chartered the tanker to carry the natural gas to Japan. Hal Brown is with the shipping journal Lloyd's List. He says sailing eastwards through the Arctic makes a lot more sense than using the traditional southern route via the Suez Canal.
It cuts sailing time between Russian ports and Asia from 40 days to about 22 days. So it saves owners a huge amount on fuel.
About $1 million per trip. Julian Lee of the Centre for Global Energy Studies says the OB River voyage is a vital commercial exercise by the Russians.
Gazprom is trying to prove that this northern sea route is a viable way for it to deliver gas to markets in Asia.
There is a great deal at stake for the Russians. They had been hoping to sell billions of cubic metres of LNG to the US. But with America's shale gas revolution, that market has vanished. Russia must sell its LNG to China and Japan instead. Global warming will help. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.